3 months later, Marilyn told the group that she had stumbled and fallen a few times on the sidewalk between the subway and my office. She worried that her eyesight was beginning to fail. She'd also been missing a lot of tennis balls recently. I thought again about her drawing and the wild child with the huge, terrified eyes. Was this some sort of conversion reaction in which patients express their conflicts by losing function in some part of their body? Many soldiers in both world wars had suffered paralysis that couldn't be traced to physical injuries, and I had seen cases of hysterical blindness in Mexico and India. Still, as a physician, I wasn't about to conclude without further assessment that this was all in her head. I referred her to colleagues at the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary and asked them to do a very thorough workup. Several weeks later, the tests came back. Marilyn had lupus erythematosus of her retina, an autoimmune disease that was eroding her vision, and she would need immediate treatment. I was appalled. Marilyn was the third person that year whom I had suspected of having an incest history and who was then diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, a disease in which the body starts attacking itself. After making sure that Marilyn was getting the proper medical care, I consulted with two of my colleagues at Massachusetts General, psychiatrist Scott Wilson and Richard Creighton, who ran the immunology laboratory there. I told them Marilyn's story, showed them the picture she'd drawn, and asked them to collaborate on a study. They generously volunteered their time and the considerable expense of a full immunology workup. We recruited 12 women with incest histories who were not taking any medications, plus 12 women who had never been traumatized and who also did not take meds, a surprisingly difficult control group to find. Marilyn was not in the study. We generally do not ask our clinical patients to be part of our research efforts.